And I decided that what I'd like to do is really focus on developments, because there has been quite a few new legal developments in the area of global e-commerce. And in particular, what I'd like to focus on are some new laws that are coming up. First of all, new laws that are governing what they call remote distance selling laws, both in the EU and in China, for online consumer transactions. Obviously, what's near and dear to almost any e-commerce transaction is also analytics. So we're going to be talking about the EU data protection analytics directive and how it's being implemented. Now, it's been in effect for about a year and a half as far as a directive, but it's being almost implemented by most jurisdictions. And there's a lot of variations between how they've implemented it. It's probably used to worthwhile kind of knowing some of the basic variations of implementations. And then obviously near and dear to e-commerce is the use of personal data and how that's being used and how it's being transferred. And so on the horizon, there are some new EU privacy and data protection law changes. And in fact, now no longer a potential directive, now actually a regulation. We anticipate those coming shortly, and we have kind of a preview of what those might look like. Probably will be passed, we think, at the end of 2014 for implementation sometime in 2015. And then if I haven't put you to sleep by then, we'll talk about taxation, international taxation of global e-commerce, because there have been some developments in that area kind of worth pointing out for those people that are concerned about that. First, let's talk about the consumer transactions law in China. Recently passed. It's gone into effect as of March. Obviously, China's a huge market. In fact, China has surpassed the U.S. as far as online transactions.